Thanks, Paul. Opposition parties have poured scorn on the budget, calling it ludicrously optimistic. Alistair Darling said he'd have to borrow a record £175 billion this year. He also introduced a new 50 pence tax rate for the highest earners. He said his package of measures would help steer Britain to recovery, although it would take until 2018 to balance the books. Opposition leaders have rejected Gordon Brown's proposed replacement for the second homes allowance claimed by MPs. Mr Brown wants to introduce a flat rate daily payment based on attendance at Westminster. London's health clubs are being accused of not doing enough to help people who are addicted to exercise. The eating disorder charity Beat wants guidelines put in place to help members who are exercising compulsively, but gyms say they'd be unworkable. And a parole board meets today to consider whether the great train robber Ronnie Biggs should be released. He's serving a 30-year jail term, but his son said he was hopeful his father would be free in time to celebrate his 80th birthday this summer. Time for London's weather. Here's Wendy Hurrell.
More lovely sunshine to enjoy today, and of course that will take temperatures right up to 20 or 21 degrees once again, very much as it was yesterday. A little more of a breeze blowing from the south today, but a fine evening on offer. We do it all over again tomorrow. It does look like it will eventually break down over the weekend though. BBC London 94.9, now here's Steve with the travel.
Thanks Wendy, and it's all happening on the motorways this morning. The M1